Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening. More and more parents are asking us, how can I help my child create a positive legacy that impacts future generations? And I have to tell you, this question makes my cosmic heart absolutely glow with starlight. If you're asking this question, it means you see something wonderful in your child. You see their capacity for kindness, their natural desire to help others, and you want to nurture that beautiful instinct. And you know what? You're absolutely right to focus on this, especially now, when your child is 6 or 7 years old. Let me share something the magic book taught me about this magical age. Right now, your child's brain is developing in the most amazing ways. They're building abstract thinking skills, they're learning to see the world from other people's perspectives, and they're developing moral reasoning. This means they're ready, truly ready, to understand that their actions today can create ripples of positive change that extend far into the future. Research shows us something beautiful. Children at this age who learn about helping others, who practice acts of kindness, who discover that their caring actions matter, they develop into young people with stronger self-confidence, better emotional regulation, and a deeper sense of purpose. According to experts who study child development across 8 different countries, when children help, share, and offer emotional support to others, it actually predicts success in school and counters negative outcomes like aggression and depression. Isn't that wonderful? Your child's natural desire to make a difference isn't just sweet, it's actually building the foundation for their lifelong well-being and success. Now, the magic book whispers to me about something called legacy leadership. And I love this concept because it's not about your child becoming famous or powerful. It's about something much more beautiful. It's about your child discovering that every kind action they take today creates invisible threads of positive change that ripple out into the world. Think about it this way. When your child helps a friend who's feeling sad, that friend feels better and might help someone else later. When your child shares their lunch with someone who forgot theirs, they're teaching that person about generosity. When your child stands up for fairness on the playground, they're showing other children what courage looks like. These aren't small things, my friend. These are the building blocks of a better world. So how do we nurture this beautiful capacity in our children? The magic book and the research both point to the same wonderful truths. First, we model caring behavior ourselves. Your child is watching you, learning from you every single day. When they see you help a neighbor, when they hear you speak kindly about others, when they witness you contributing to your community, they're learning that this is what grown-ups do. This is how we live in the world, and that lesson sinks deep into their hearts. Second, we create opportunities for them to help others. This doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as asking them to help you bake cookies for a new neighbor, or inviting them to choose toys to donate to children who need them, or letting them help care for a younger sibling or cousin. Every time they experience the joy of helping someone else, they're building neural pathways that say, I am someone who makes a positive difference. Third, and this is so important, we talk with them about how their actions create ripples. When your child does something kind, take a moment to wonder together about the impact. You might say, I wonder how Sarah felt when you shared your crayons with her. I bet she felt really cared for. And maybe tomorrow, she'll share something with someone else because you showed her how good it feels to be generous. Fourth, we read stories together that show children creating positive change. And oh, my friend, this is where the magic book truly shines. Stories have this amazing power to help children see themselves as capable of making a difference. Let me tell you about a story that the magic book holds, one that I think will resonate deeply with what you're hoping to nurture in your child. It's called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, and it's about Lucas and Ella, two wonderful children who discover something magical. In this story, Lucas and Ella visit an eye doctor's office, and they discover that this place holds magical memories of everyone who learned to see clearly. But here's the beautiful part. When they help a scared child who's nervous about getting glasses, they learn that their caring action creates ripples of positive change that extend far beyond that single moment. The story shows, in such a gentle and magical way, that when we use our talents and our kindness to help others, we're not just helping in that moment. We're creating a chain of positive change that ripples out into the world. We're becoming what the story calls vision keepers, people who help others see more clearly, both literally and metaphorically. After you read this story with your child, you can have the most wonderful conversations. You might ask, what kind of positive ripple do you want to create in the world? Or, how did it feel when Lucas and Ella helped that scared child? Or, what talents do you have that you could use to help others? These conversations, my friend, they're planting seeds. Seeds of purpose, seeds of compassion, seeds of legacy leadership. The magic book also reminds me that we need to celebrate these moments. When your child does something kind, when they help someone, when they stand up for what's right, we pause and we acknowledge it. Not with big rewards or prizes, but with genuine recognition. We might say, I noticed how you helped your friend today. That was a caring choice, and I bet it made a real difference in their day. This kind of acknowledgement helps your child see themselves as someone who creates positive change. It builds their identity as a helper, as a leader, as someone whose actions matter. And here's something else the magic book taught me. We also need to help our children understand that making a difference doesn't always feel easy. Sometimes it means sharing when we'd rather keep something for ourselves. Sometimes it means standing up for someone when it would be easier to stay quiet. Sometimes it means helping when we're tired or busy. But these are the moments, my friend, these are the moments when true character is built. When your child chooses kindness even when it's hard, they're developing the strength and resilience that will serve them their entire lives. Research tells us that children who develop these prosocial behaviors, these helping and caring behaviors, during late childhood, they carry these capacities with them into adolescence and adulthood. The kindness they practice at age 6 and 7 becomes part of who they are. It becomes their legacy. So as you're nurturing this beautiful quality in your child, remember this. You're not just teaching them to be nice. You're helping them discover their power to shape the future. You're showing them that they matter, that their actions have meaning, that they can create ripples of positive change that extend far beyond what they can see. And that, my wonderful friend, is legacy leadership. That's how we raise children who don't just succeed in life, but who make life better for others. Who don't just achieve their own dreams, but who help others achieve theirs too. The Magic Book and I, we believe in your child. We believe in their capacity for kindness, for leadership, for creating lasting positive change. And we believe in you as you guide them on this beautiful journey. If you'd like to explore the Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane with your child, you can find it in the Book of Inara app. And there are so many other stories there too, stories about empathy, about helping others, about discovering the power we each have to make the world a little bit brighter. Thank you for being here today, my friend. Thank you for caring so deeply about nurturing your child's beautiful heart. The world needs more children who are growing up with parents like you, parents who see the importance of legacy leadership and who are committed to raising world changers. Until our next adventure together, remember this. Your child already has everything they need to create a positive legacy. Your job isn't to make them into something they're not. It's simply to nurture what's already there, to water those seeds of kindness and compassion, and to watch them bloom. With love and starlight, Inara.